Thanks for tuning in to Audio Mo Day 13. I'm still catching up on some recordings. It's actually June 15th today. This is Ivan Fetch. I'm Ivan Fetch on Twitter, IvanFetch. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about be yourself, but sometimes it's hard. There are a couple quotes which I'm going to sort of bastardize and combine together that essentially say, everyone already has their life, you may as well live yours. Or, are you living your life for a combination of other people, or are you living it for yourself? This doesn't mean be selfish, or don't make compromises, or don't be considerate of others. I think we're often so focused on the noise of all of the opinions around us, or the uncomfortability that others have with something we are doing, that it can be easy for us to change our plan, or our opinion, or our trajectory. This might even be a little bit more prevalent when you happen to be blind. Often the world does know better in things that are sight-related. Don't walk there, there's a pile of dog shit. Or don't go over there, that's the wrong direction. You have to go around the fence in order to get from here to the place you want to be. When I say in the intro to this post, be yourself, although sometimes it might be hard, what I'm getting at is to know yourself, to be true to yourself first. That doesn't mean that you're rigid and that you don't adapt, but I think it's important to know what your preference is, what you know you would rather do, what you like, where you want to go, how and who you want to be, so that as potential roadblocks come up along the way, you can make informed decisions. Sometimes the voices of our early influencers or people who are uncomfortable with directions we might head in our lives ring extra loud in our head. It's important to remember that a lot of the good innovations that have happened in the world were things that nobody thought would succeed or weren't initially popular. This doesn't mean that you can justify having ice cream for every meal, but just remember not to use the opinion or perspective of those who might be loudest or most convincing as your guide. Another common quote, we are the sum of the 5 or 10 people that we spend the most time with or surround ourselves with is pretty powerful. I've certainly made adjustments in my life based on this. Some of them are subtle, a little less interaction with certain people, and some of them not so subtle, setting a strong boundary with a key family member. We are all our best when we're being ourselves. This doesn't mean we can't or shouldn't change behavior, but the less unnecessary layers, masks, considerations we have to make, the more we can spend time doing the things that we should be doing, that we're meant to be doing, that we're most efficient and best off doing. If you happen to be in a place in your life where you feel really confused or locked up about what you even want to be doing or what you think your purpose is or where your interests lie, there's a few things that I've found helpful over the years. One is a book and a process called the Passion Test. This helps get you reacquainted with what are the 5 primary quote-unquote passions that you should be using to guide your life. This doesn't mean that you only do things that you're passionate about. We also have to make a living and pay our bills. But keeping our passions foremost in mind helps everything else go more smoothly. For a while, I had gotten so stuck in a job that was taking a lot of my time and brain power and soul, combined with being overly practical about only doing things that were absolutely necessary or were going to net me some particular gain, that I had a hard time coming up with a list of things that I was passionate about or personal desires. What helped me get through that was to basically ask myself ad nauseum about things that I wanted to do and was interested in. This took a lot of different forms. I would talk to myself about it randomly throughout the day. I would do a lot of writing. I would ask myself the question over and over of, what do you want? What do you want? What would you like to do? If you could do anything you wanted, what would it be? Eventually, whittling down bit by bit, I made progress getting to the crux of things that I was interested in. And here we are today. If you've listened to some of my past audio mows, you know that my wife and I are about to travel the U.S. while we continue to work remotely, and we've got a whole plate of things that are interest-driven. Thanks again for listening, and feel free to hit me up on Twitter. I'm Ivan Fetch, IvanFetch, if you thought this was interesting and if you have anything to add.